And here we are. How about that? The week 10 edition of the Patriots podcast. I'm Sean, he's JJ.
Hello.
All right, we are here, the Patriots on a 6-game winning streak.
Yeah, pretty fucking awesome.
Pretty freaking awesome. The I was looking at this chart earlier today, and it was the fan poll about who's going to win this game between the Pats and the Titans. And it was like, before the season started, it was 100% Patriots are going to win this game.
Yeah.
And then by week four, when the Pats were 1-2, it was like right before the week four game, Pats were 1-2, Titans were 2-1, I think. Yeah. They might have even been 3-0. And it was just like 75% of the people thought the Titans were going to win the game.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then the Pats crushed the Dolphins. Titans went on a three-game losing streak, and before you know it, just completely went right back to 100% Pats.
Yep.
But before we get to the Titans game, why don't we take a look back at the Brady-Aaron Rodgers matchup last weekend. I was fretting all week about it. And
I wasn't too much.
I know you weren't, but...
For good reason.
We were kind of both right.
Yeah.
In a way. It came down to the fourth quarter, 17-17. And really,
we all knew it would.
Really, what changed the game was the Aaron Jones fumble.
Yeah.
First play of the fourth quarter, gets jarred loose. Pats fall on the ball, and then it's like two touchdowns and two punts from Aaron Rodgers, and donezo.
That was it. Yeah, I mean the Green Bay offense kind of got, I don't know. Well, the Pats defense really stepped up in the fourth quarter. I mean, they started beating the shit out of Rodgers. He couldn't find his tread, which kind of goes a little, you know, gives a little bit of, you got to give a little bit of credit to the Patriots defense. Adrian Claiborne had two, would have been three sacks. You know, Trey Flowers continues to, you know, be our best defensive player. Offensively, you know, they struggled. They definitely struggled this game for a while until the fourth quarter when they got it going. They had to do a couple trick plays to kind of get it going. And some people have criticized them a little bit, saying, you know, oh, like, do they, you know, this is a mediocre to bad defense. Why'd they need these trick plays to move the ball? And, you know, in my defense, you got to give it to the Packers. They played this game like it was pretty much their season. They were like, which kind of what is? What were they? 3-3. Now they're 3-4.
I mean, yeah, and one.
Yeah, you have an Aaron Rodgers team through 8 weeks of football that's below 500.
Right, that's BS.
So, you know, people saying, "Oh well, you know, the Pat, you know, this is a shit defense." Well, clearly they knew if we lose this game, we're below 500, and our chances of making the playoffs fucking fall through the floor. Like, we really have to play good. So if you're watching that game defensively, they threw the kitchen sink at us.
Mm-hmm.
And it did confuse Brady. I mean, Brady at one point went 0-7.
First time in his career, right?
First time in his career. That's the most incompletions in a row he's ever had. And he looked confused out there. For the first time, I think, this season. Like, there's other been times where he, you know, was missing throws a little bit here and there. He kind of looked confused. They were dropping their nose tackle on some plays.
They would do whatever they wanted.
They were doing all kinds of crazy things to get Brady a step off, and they did it through, you know, well, they didn't completely do it, but they had some success through three quarters, which no one gave them.
Oh, I did.
Yeah, you did. I did.
I totally did. I thought some of those trades they pulled off were going to pull that team together. They played well. Brady looked uncomfortable. He actually looked kind of uncomfortable against the Bills, too, a little bit. But you also have to mentioned Rob Gronkowski didn't play again in this game.
Right.
And so, it's not that he's been lighting things up all year, but that's a guy that defense has to consider on every down.
That's so a guy who was being triple teamed for the first three
at some
weeks
points,
of the game.
Yeah.
Or that season, I mean.
I know. And the thing we brought up last week about the red zone struggles, they continued this game, and I know that they, I think it was like 3 of 5, they were in the red zone, 60%. Conversion rate for touchdowns in the red zone, which is great. That's fine. 60%, you'll live with all day. But one of them, I think like two of them were on third and goal from the 1 yard line after failing to get in twice from the 1 yard line. It's
right.
Like, how much of that has to do with Rob Gronkowski not being out there?
Yeah.
A ton of it. And you don't really have a tailback. Sony Michel's been laid up. Rex Burkhead's been IR forever.
Running Cordarrelle Patterson.
He played great, though.
He played pretty good.
He played so good. That last drive right before the first half was just like, it was that classic drive where the Patriots want to run clock inside 1 minute before they really start to throw the ball and sling it downfield. And so they're just like giving it to Patterson, and he's just picking up like 15 yards a chunk.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay, I'll just give it to him again.
Yeah. I mean, I credit that more to the offensive line probably than him.
He was running hard, though.
He was. He doesn't shy away from contact.
He's 230. He's 225, 230.
He's a big guy. I mean, some people are saying, oh my God, what a great running back he is. I mean,
too much.
I'll give it the scheme. I'll chalk it up to the scheme and him being athletic.
I think they figured something out. This week versus last week, both of the two games that he played running back, last week they were getting him on the edge, and they were like, he runs a good jet sweep, let's just give him a toss. How about a toss play? How about a stretch play handoff?
Right.
Where they were trying to get him out to the edge. But the problem is, when he does that, he never cuts it upfield. The stretch play is all about push it outside until you see a crease and then go upfield.
Right.
He would just go, I'm going all the way to the sideline.
Yeah.
And then he'd get tackled a yard downfield, 2 yards in the backfield, whatever it was. This time they're like, okay, he does a good kick return. So we'll put him 7-8 yards deep in the backfield. We'll hand it off 4 yards deep in the backfield and then let him run upfield.
Right.
Into the line. So let him pick his route. And it was like, oh, turns out that worked a lot better.
They were definitely scheming it.
Yeah.
Definitely scheming it. James White, I mean, continues to just be...
Can't say enough about
that,
dude.
Is he our best offensive player at this
point? At this point, he absolutely is. 100%. I mean, he's more valuable than Julian Edelman.
He has been. I mean, he is Brady's number one. I mean, this game, he had 12 rushes for 31 yards, 2 touchdowns, both of them on the goal line. And clearly, he's the goal line back because they trust him there.
Mm-hmm.
And he had 6 catches for 72 yards. I mean, he tied Edelman in receptions.
I know. He's lighting it up this year. Absolutely lighting it up. And
he's just such a safe option.
He's always open, too.
He's always open. He's going to catch the ball if it's a good pass.
And he'll make people miss.
Yeah, he's going to get upfield.
Yeah, he's incredible. You can't say enough good things about James White so far this year. The other guy that performed great this game, how about Josh Gordon? Goes for a 130.
Yeah.
He catches that sideline pass on the left. I think it was on the left side where he just jumped over J.C. Jackson, I think it was. No. Josh Jackson.
Yeah.
Josh Jackson. I knew they had a rookie that was a similar name.
Mm-hmm.
And he just took it away from him, like right over his head.
He made some good catches. It looked like he fucked up his hand a little bit, but he played through it.
He came back. Yeah.
Finally to that 55-yarder where they completely botched whatever defense they were in to just let him run wild, and he burnt everybody.
Not even sure that pass was to him, really. Do you see, it was either Edelman or Hogan right underneath it.
It was Edelman. Like, I watched it a few times. It was to him.
It was to Josh Gordon. It was so far over Edelman's head.
Yeah, it was so much. I couldn't imagine Brady.
Because I thought Edelman was more open than Josh Gordon was. Because, I don't know, just the way the safety was.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as he caught the ball, he just... The piss poor tackling on that play from that safety. It was just like zoomed right by him. And he's like, peace out, see you later. He caught some tough slant passes, a couple ins. He's shaping up to be exactly what we needed.
Yeah, and if this can continue, if Gronk can come back into some kind of form where he's the red zone target he was before, with Gordon, and now Edelman's still cranking away. I mean, after watching this game, I was like, well, where was Edelman? And I went back and actually watched again because I saw it on TV. So. I mean, he was there. Edelman was there, 6 for 72. I mean, he's going to continue to build on that.
Couple runs. Dorsett
showed up, 3 for 30. Dwayne Allen finally had a fucking catch for 21 yards. I'll take it.
Over under 6 weeks till that happens again.
I mean, Hogan didn't show up in this game, but, this offense is rounding into form. They just have to, there's things they still need to tighten up. And we talked about it last week. They're still not 100% there. They're not in, I feel like this time last year, this time 2 years ago, definitely 2016, they might have been a little further along.
Mm-hmm.
But how much of that has to do with, Josh Gordon's still pretty damn new to this team. Julian Edelman wasn't here for the first 4 weeks. Gronkowski has been in and out of this lineup now for 4 weeks in a row. Like, is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Is he dealing with some kind of injury? Is Brady possibly dealing with some kind of injury? We don't know because he made a couple bad throws.
So, haven't had stability at the running back position.
Yeah, the running back position. Sony Michel comes on. Now he's gone. Burkhead was coming on. He was gone. Now Burkhead's coming out back, and Sony Michel's coming back.
Yeah.
And Gronkowski's coming back. I mean, that's a lot of firepower.
Right.
That we're adding to this offense that has scored 30-plus points every week since we signed Josh Gordon.
Yeah.
Is that what
right.
it is?
It's been like 7 straight weeks, something
yeah.
like that.
I mean,
no, 6.
We're number 4 in total offense. And it seems like, you know, everyone kind of, oh, is the offense firing? Is the offense firing? Well, we're number 4. And the other 3 teams are like dominant.
Yeah, exactly.
So
they all have MVP candidates. They're all like 8-1.
So, you know, and then our defense, you know, people don't like giving a lot of credit, but 17 points to an Aaron Rodgers-led offense is impressive. No
yeah.
matter who he has on the team with him, no matter what's going on, there hasn't been many teams that have held him to 17 points. And the fourth quarter is usually where he takes over. He had 2 drives in the fourth quarter to bring that game back into play, and he couldn't do it.
He was doing it until Aaron Jones fumbled. And then
then it collapsed.
He
still had a couple chances.
And it was a punt and a turnover on downs after that.
You really can't count him out. And the defense was making him, you know, making him go for every, you know, every single yard they were making was tough. It wasn't like they were just easily making catches and throws and 20-yard chunk plays. It was like everything they were getting, someone was right there, barely any yards after contact. That's the type of defense we need to play.
Yeah, I know. There's a lot of guys to point out. The pass rush, just in general, was very good in the fourth quarter. We were all, I know, well, I keep saying we were all. My opinion counts for all our opinions. I was saying that the pass rush would be more of a contained thing because he's so dangerous outside the pocket. But I think around halftime, they realized, like, he's not moving very well.
Yeah.
Like, we knew he was injured going in, but you never know when somebody gets over the hump on an injury and when he'll be able to move, and you don't want to find that out on a 75-yard touchdown pass.
Yeah.
So I think they were being a bit tentative about things, and then the fourth quarter, they were like, fuck this, he's not moving, he's not healthy, let's go get him.
And they hurt him.
And that changed things.
There was the first time, there was one time where Trey Flowers and Claiborne both got him, and it was on a 3rd down, I think. Must have been in the fourth quarter. The drive after Aaron Jones fumbled it. Next drive, they're driving. The 3rd down, we kill him. And he got really hurt on that.
Yeah,
play.
He got.
You saw
he
him
got
in his
bundled.
Face. He was like trying to open his mouth, like trying to stretch out his mouth or something. It's like he just got his clock cleaned, and it looked painful. Like he was in like. He was bent over, getting, like, someone took him up high, someone took him at his thighs, as he was, like, kind of, like, hulched over or something, and he just got up and was like, oh, my God.
I just got wrecked.
Yeah, it was, like, 400, 500 pounds, probably, like, 500, 600 pounds on him.
Furious pounds.
Yeah, so, another team down. I mean, it was at home, so that helped.
Yeah, I would also... Just real quick, point out, Patty Chung did an outstanding job on Jimmy Graham.
He did.
And Stephon Gilmore basically erased Davante Adams from that game.
Yeah, Gilmore's really, he's got to be a top 5 cornerback at this point of the year.
He's playing unbelievably well, and I love Trey Flowers to my core, but I got to say, Stephon Gilmore's our best defensive player. He's just been ruining top receivers from other teams.
He's been taking them out very, very well. Man coverage, yeah, he's doing his, I mean, I don't know, you know, how much better anybody else is going to do. There might be a couple guys out there, but
there's a handful of guys, you know, there's Byron Jones in Dallas, and there's Jalen Ramsey's
Peterson,
always up there.
And yeah, but he's, I mean, he's up there. He's not far off.
Yeah.
The safeties finally had a pretty good game. Linebackers, you know, Landon Roberts continues to find himself in decent position.
It's amazing.
I don't know. Don't jinx it. I don't know what. Yeah, knock on wood. I don't know what they told him or what they're telling him in practice, where he just happens to find himself in the right place. But that's good. And, you know, once again, New England got their turnover in an opportune time. I mean, you can say what you want about getting lucky, but I don't know how much... This has been several weeks in a row now where we needed a turnover and this defense got it.
Right, yeah.
I mean, you know, random turnovers that aren't at opportune times doesn't matter. You know, that's one thing, but... It seems like every single... I mean, here you go. Aaron Rodgers, he's driving. And Larry Guy comes out of nowhere, knocks the ball out as he's already being tackled by somebody else. I mean, that's a heads-up play.
Mm-hmm.
And it's something they've been doing. I mean, that's something to keep an eye on here as we go into November, December football. If they can keep that trend up, that's huge. If they go, oh, shit, we need to turn over. We need to help this offense out. And they can do it. I mean, we haven't had a team like that in a long time.
Yeah, for real. I know. That's clutch. That's what separates championship teams from non-championship teams. You look around the league with the best teams in the league, they all have suspect defenses.
It's like, oh, yeah.
The Rams probably have the best defense of the top teams. And you still watch them play, and you're like, Marcus Peters is getting torched.
He is getting torched.
That was Michael Thomas that was doing it to him. Last weekend, but I mean, he wasn't even paying attention for like half the game. We already know the dude's a head case.
Yeah.
And Aqib Talib remains sidelined. So you wonder about the Rams defense. Everybody knows the Saints defense and Chiefs, they just don't play D.
Yeah. They're just trying to outscore you.
Strictly track meets with those two teams. And then you have your own feelings about the Steelers defense.
Oh, they're terrible. But last night, somehow they played.
They played pretty well.
They kicked the shit out of the fucking Panthers.
Still gave up 28 points, but yeah, most of that garbage time.
But I mean, it was like 52-14 at some
point. It was 31-14 at halftime. That's when I tapped out.
They scored another two touchdowns before...
Before the Panthers got on the board
scored,
again?
I think. I believe so.
Yowzers.
I believe so.
But yeah, so the Pats defense is not far off from any of those teams.
No.
And may be the best unit among that group. Yeah. It's wild to say this, but having a great defense does not mean you're a very good team.
Right.
Like the best Bills. Defenses are the Bills, the Bears, Ravens.
Do you know who's ranked number one?
It's not one of those three teams.
It's the Titans.
It's the Titans on defense in terms of yardage or DVOA?
I think it's in terms of yardage.
Yeah. All right. Titans defense. Are they a good team? I can't say that they are.
But then you look at the sample size. I mean, who they're playing.
Yeah.
They're playing the Colts, Jacksonville, Houston. I mean, they just played Dallas, who we know is not a good offense.
Dallas is just falling apart.
So if we want to go over some scores from this weekend, the Raiders played the 49ers, and the Raiders and John Gruden have pretty much seemed like they're going to take a nosedive on the year.
Yeah.
They're pretty much losing out there.
They're just collecting draft picks at this point.
They're calling it a day. The 49ers, who have nothing to play for, won 34-3.
I kind of expect the Raiders to...
Did you see that quarterback?
No. I didn't see this game at all.
He was
I heard he lit it up.
Right throws. I mean, it's the Raiders, but...
Yeah, so it wasn't C.J. Beathard. Excuse me, Beathard.
No, it was another guy. I don't remember his name, but he was playing great. Everyone was betting against them, and I'm standing there with my brother. Go, watch him drive for a touchdown, first drive against the Raiders. And he's like, dude, shut up.
Who's the worst team in the NFL right now?
Raiders.
It's got to be the Raiders or the Buccaneers. I was watching the
Bills.
The Bills.
You don't think they're the worst anymore?
No, I don't think so. The Raiders are playing like they're the worst
team. I wouldn't put the Bucs there. I mean, I feel like the Raiders have just given up.
Yeah, exactly. The Buccaneers, I was watching that game. They were playing the Falcons, and it was just like they're making coaching mistakes after.
This was a couple weeks ago.
No, this is this weekend. They're in the same division. They played multiple times a year. No, it's Bucs Falcons last weekend. Swear to God. Quote me.
I thought no. It was Falcons Redskins.
What did I say? Oh, Bucs Panthers. That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Shit.
Okay.
Yeah. Bucs Panthers.
Yeah, that might be. Correct.
And Cam Newton's just lighting it up, and there was this one time, it was third and goal from like the 24-yard line, and they line up, and it's like it's Madden, where they're just in a cover two defense, and it's just perfect Tampa 2 defense, not disguised at all, no coaching whatsoever. And you watch that and you look at Greg Olsen in the slot and you go, oh, they're just going to run Greg Olsen right over the top of the middle linebacker and go for a touchdown. And it wasn't super easy. Like, Olsen had to make a tough catch. But I called it before the snap, and I'm like, dude, I'm drinking a beer in my armchair right now. I should not be able to.
Any film on this game.
You should disguise it a little more than that. Yeah. It shouldn't be easy for me to call out the touchdown on a third and goal from the 24-yard line. So as soon as that happened, I was like, Dirk Cutter's getting fired this week. Yeah. I thought that was going to happen, but Fitzmagic fought back. And the Buccaneers, I don't think they're the worst team in the league, but they ain't far off.
They're not good. Speaking of the Falcons went into Washington and beat the shit out of the Redskins. The Redskins team that was 5-2 or whatever at the time.
Yeah.
People thought they were going to be pretty good. The Vikings are coming on. They beat the hell out of the Lions, 24-9. This is last week, so the Steelers played the Ravens in a pretty big game in that division and won it.
Yeah, that was a tight game.
That was a tight game.
That was a really tight one. The Ravens have had some serious heartbreakers this year. I mean,
John Harbaugh. You think he's fired? They're saying he's on the hot seat.
I don't know. I don't buy it. They just like Justin Tucker had a kick blocked in that Browns game, and then he missed an extra point. He missed an extra point, and that's one of the reasons they lost to the Saints.
Wow.
Yeah. Big time. And then this week, I can't exactly remember what it was that turned that game at the end. But it was a real tight game. I mean, the Ravens could easily be 6-2.
They could be, but they're not.
Yeah.
the Chiefs beat up on the Browns 37-21, but the Browns stuck around for a little bit. Dolphins beat the Jets, which is, you know, continues to go that way.
Osweiler.
Yep.
He's got a winning record, right?
And then he does. And I think Adam Gase and some of the team members are getting fined because of the way they handled
Tannehill's
injury, which is unusual. Bears beat the shit out of the Bills.
Yeah.
41-9.
I picked the Bills in that game, just rolling the dice.
Oh, God. We already talked about the Bucs-Panthers. The Chargers beat the Seahawks, in which I didn't get to see much, but probably was a good game.
It was, the Chargers were up, and like the Seahawks had a chance at the very end, but just the fourth quarter comeback took too long. The Chargers had enough.
Yeah. Texans beat the Broncos in a close one.
Wait. Let's pause on the Broncos game for a second.
I didn't see any of
it. It was beautiful. Vance Joseph should probably be fired already. Probably.
Coach.
Just his game management, not about taking care of game plans or anything. The end of the first half, they got the ball. They attempted like a 60-something yard field goal with like 25, 27 seconds to go in the first half.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't make it.
Yeah.
That's how it goes. The Texans had two timeouts. So now they get the ball beyond their own 40-yard line with two timeouts at Mile High Stadium.
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson's like, bing, bang, boom, field goal range. I'll take 3 points right before half. Just like that. And then at the very end, I'm watching this final drive. I fucking hate this mistake that coaches make where they get into field goal range and then they're like, oh, we made it. Now it's on the kicker.
Yeah.
It's not on me anymore.
Yeah, right.
It's like, no. Keep pushing. Get a better field goal.
Yeah.
Get a 50-yard field goal is not nearly as good as a 35-yard field
goal.
Keep going up the field. But as soon as they got inside there, and then there's like, tick-tock, 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 timeout, shanks the field goal, they lose the game. It's like, what are you... You're putting too much on your kicker here, dude.
Yeah, give him a break. Then you had a shootout, Rams at Saints. Saints won at home, 45-35. That was probably the biggest game of the week outside of the Patriots-Packers. And then
that was bigger. That was definitely bigger.
It was probably bigger.
Yeah.
And then to finish it off, well, the NFL talked up the Patriots-Packers like it was the biggest game of the year because of the two quarterbacks, but... Not to say that the Saints-Rams aren't...
They're two better teams.
Yeah. So, and then to finish it off, the Titans, who we'll be getting into in a little bit, beat up on the Cowboys, 28-14. The Cowboys just, I think, fell below 500, and they just traded their first-round pick of next year for a receiver who's looking for a contract.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Dallas. You are losers of the week.
So now you got to sign this guy to a $16 million deal, plus give up your first-round pick, which is probably going to be a top 15 pick at this rate.
Yeah.
Whoops.
When you could have had him for the same price.
Could have just waited
the season.
The Raiders didn't want him. They weren't going to re-sign him.
So dumb. So
classic.
So dumb.
First round pick. The Eagles spend a third and a fifth on Golden Tate, who's a better player.
Yeah. Pretty stupid.
Yeah. The Cowboys aren't in good shape, but the Titans did capitalize, and they took over that game. It was tied at halftime, I believe, and the Titans just took off in the second half.
Yeah.
So, you got to
give
credit to
them.
Finally,
give the ball to Dion.
That's what tends to happen. You know, they figure out after a while that our high priced guy isn't quite as good as the guy that's just getting it done.
Yeah.
And Dion gets it done. And what can you say about Derrick Henry? He's a very talented player. Just turns out Deion Lewis is better at the job right now.
Mm-hmm.
If we were playing in the 70s, Derrick Henry would be a far better player than Deion Lewis, I guarantee you. But these Titans have had a bit of a roller coaster this year. They lost on opening day to the Dolphins. You don't remember those Dolphins that were 3-0? Everyone was like, oh man, are they going to be great? Titans go on a 3-game winning streak, culminating with an overtime victory against the Eagles, on which Vrabel had a risky fourth down conversion that he went for in overtime. And then they followed that up with three disappointing losses, highlighted by one in Buffalo against the fucking Bills. But then they just got back on track recently by giving the Chargers all they could handle a couple weeks ago. And then after their bye week, they beat up on a Dallas team that's struggling right now. But
yeah.
The Titans, we saw them last year in the divisional round. I was at that game, it was fucking 10 degrees, my toes still haven't warmed up, and it was just a domination fest. The score was never that far. It wasn't that far apart, but it was just like, you just never thought for a moment that they weren't going to win that game.
Yeah, and I mean, it's even in Tennessee, so, you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it just, whenever they come to play, it's really just like, oh my God, they're in a different league. Like, what's going on? So right now, offensively, they're not having the best of time. I mean, Marcus Mariota is having an okay season. He has 5 touchdowns, 5 interceptions, though. Now, he hasn't played the whole season,
it's not good.
Pathetic.
They're already talking about giving him an extension. I cannot for the life of me understand some of these quarterback extensions for people who have started 70 games and not been good.
Because
when are they getting good?
It's easier to keep going with the same horse than find a new one in that arena.
I guess.
I mean,
gee.
You know, Deion Lewis is pretty much their whole offense. He's got 92 rushing attempts for 339 and 1 TD, 33 receptions, which is second in the team for 259 and a touchdown. That's their offense.
Right. As soon as Delanie Walker went down, you knew this offense was going to be real bad.
I mean, you look at their offensive stats, total yards is 288 versus New England's is 287. That's total offensive yards. New England's beating by 100. And it's not, you know, they're rushing. They have decent rushing yards, 110, which is close to better in the league, but I mean,
yeah, they're right at the top of the league list in terms of rushing yards on offense and rushing yards allowed on defense.
Yeah.
They're very good against the run. Like I said, this is a Mike Vrabel coach team. They belong 20 years ago.
Right.
This is it.
Points scored, you know, we're averaging 30, very respectable. They're averaging 16.8. They're not going to beat us scoring 16 or 17 points a game. I mean, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not going to work like that. Their offensive line has really taken a step back, especially from last year. I mean, this was one of the offensive lines. I don't know if you have the guys on the team. I know Tyler Llewellyn, Luan, or whatever you want to say it. He's their left tackle. He's actually really good. Their strength, their team, has been their offensive line, which is reflected in their running game.
Mm-hmm.
But they're also giving up a shitload of sacks. They're passing offensively, you know, passing game offensively, offensive line wise, not so good.
I hang a decent amount of that on the quarterback.
Which is
the
sure.
Yeah, offensive line is pretty darn good. Taylor Lewin, as you mentioned, very good.
They have
Jack
some
Conklin.
Names.
Jack Conklin was a top 10 pick. He's been an All-Pro before. he is, luckily for the Patriots, he is missing this game. Unfortunately, he's concussed. So they'll have a backup right tackle in there, and that presents an opportunity. On the inside, you got a name that you recognize at right guard, Josh Klein. We know he has limitations, but he's a serviceable player. And that center, Ben Jones, who I remember from the Texans' Hard Knocks season when he was a hilarious Southern boy, and the left guard, Quentin Spain. They got some decent players up front, and then, you know, on the outside, this is just, it just feels like a classic team of wasted high draft picks.
Yeah.
When you look at Corey Davis, and you're like, I really liked Corey Davis coming out of school, but not at fifth overall.
Yeah.
He was in the 20s. You know, I don't know why you put that much on a player who didn't even play big-time Division I college football. He's a receiver. He caught 2 touchdowns against us in the divisional rounds. Mariota, another example of that, although, you know, he was highly touted. Luke Stocker's playing tight end for them now. I can't believe that Luke Stocker's still in the league. I mean, he's just a tackle.
Yeah.
Strictly. That's all he is. I mean,
Kyle Brady type.
They really didn't have a backup plan behind Delanie Walker, and as soon as he went down, which you gotta kind of expect he's gonna do, the guy's like 32 years old. He's gonna get injured at some point.
Yeah.
So the offense is piss poor. I don't even know who's calling the offense for them right now. But
it's just not getting the job done.
I'm not impressed with any of it. Mariota will have spurts where you think he's good, and he will make plays with his legs. And I feel like that's going to be the entire focus, is contain the running game and especially contain the quarterback. And there's no reason to think we can't hold up on the back end.
Yeah, I mean, he's really not good at throwing the ball. We've seen quarterbacks where, you know, perfect example is what's his name over in Jacksonville.
Blakey. Blake tears us up, though.
Blake tears us up. But like,
he definitely
but
does.
But that's what I mean. When you focus tons of attention on the running game, like we've done in Jacksonville and we've done other places, and then they end up passing on us, and it's like, oh my God, what the hell's going on? Mariota is not that guy. Mariota is not the type of guy where, okay, we're going to take away their run, and all of a sudden he's going to start throwing all over us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not going to throw for over 300 yards. There's no chance in hell.
No, he's not going to throw for over 300, but I do think they'll put up 17 points.
Okay, well, I mean, that's not saying much.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly,
the average letting up 22 a game, so that's less than our average game.
I know. That's a really good game in the modern NFL.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, when you say things like that, like, he's not good, and then he throws 2 touchdown passes, they're like, look at those plays.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, look at the other 40 that he missed.
Yeah, exactly. Where nothing happened.
Yeah. Defensively,
it's
a different story.
It's a different story, a little bit. I mean,
dude, this is a good defense.
It's
they don't have...
They're letting up 17 points a game, which is pretty good. And 330 yards, 333.5 to be specific, yards a game, which is good.
All about that .5.
And they're getting after the quarterback. They're averaging 2.5 sacks a game, which, you know, not bad.
They got good players. They don't have a ton of great players. I'd say probably Jarrell Casey at defensive end is their best player. They play 3-4, and you'll recognize a bunch of the names, you know, Derek Morgan and Brian Arakpo, and then in the back end they got Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler. Like, they just tried to steal.
Well, Malcolm Butler's
having a rough go.
He's having a real rough go. They've been talking about that on sports radio all week about. He let up 2 touchdowns last week, and the big question is, you know, did Belichick know, blah, blah, all this shit? I think he knew a little bit, but...
What do you think? He went from really good in the AFC Championship game to couldn't play 2 weeks later? You think that's the reason?
No, I mean, I think he's just getting exposed. I think he has a weakness in his game that New England must have covered up.
I don't know how you cover that up in man coverage.
I mean, well...
I don't know how you go him versus him, and then some... you coach it out of him, and then he forgets it 6 months later.
How do you explain him getting roasted?
I haven't seen enough. I'm really looking forward to playing or to watching him, because I love that dude. He was always over aggressive.
He was always
aggressive to a fault, where he would get beat on double moves, and you don't have to go any further than the first drive of the Super Bowl against the Falcons to watch him fall down on a double move. But you know, his compete level was so high that he would break up a lot of passes even after they were caught.
Mm.
I don't know why he's getting burned so much down there, but looking forward to seeing him. He's also older. Maybe he lost the step. Could happen. But like I was saying, Jarrell Casey up front's a real good player. Benny Logan, Darius Kilgo, former Patriot they got up front there. Linebacker's pretty good. This dude, Wesley Woodyard, he's been around forever. He's like our generation's London Fletcher.
He
just goes under the radar, just like is top of the league in sacks, right there at the top, top five. And then on the outside, I mentioned Derek Morgan and Brian Arakpo. Morgan is dealing with an injury, but their backup outside linebacker, who I'm a little bit scared of, Harold Landry, rookie player coming out of Boston College, who I really liked. He doesn't have a ton of size, but he's got great savvy on the edge.
Yeah.
They also have Rashawn Evans at inside linebacker, dude that I wanted to draft so bad. I wanted him. When they took Sony Michel, I was ecstatic. I think he might have been hurt previously, but no, he's played in 7 games this year.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure he's okay. Yeah, we mentioned Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler, their third cornerback or first cornerback, however you want to look at it, is Adoree Jackson, another first-round pick last year out of USC. And they got former Pro Bowler Kevin Byard at free safety, who led the league in interceptions a few years ago. Kenny Vaccaro's their strong safety. I don't know why he wasn't signed until midseason, but good for them getting him out there. He's kind of a liability in coverage. But you can see, when you just name all these names, you're like, oh, they got talent kind of everywhere.
Yeah.
This is a pretty good defense, and it makes sense for them to be having a good season. Does not mean that we can't expose them. If anybody knows the secret to getting over on Logan Ryan and Malcolm Butler, I think he lives in Foxborough.
Yeah, Mr. Bill Belichick. I mean, as the number one defense, if you go through their schedule, it starts to paint a little different picture. Now, you can't take too much away from them, but it's also, you know, they played Dolphins week one, let up 27 of them. Texans week two, when we know the Texans, that was when they were on their absolute, four or five game loss.
0-4.
0-4 slide until Deshaun Watson found his feet again. They only gave up 6 to Jacksonville, which, as I predicted, that was the week after they played New England. So
let
they
down.
Give all their chips on New England, mm-hmm. which we had predicted. Only 23 to Philly, which at the time, Philly had no offense and had no receivers, really. They still gave up 23 to them. 13 to the Bills, we all know what that is. 21 to the Ravens when the Titans scored nothing. So that's actually a pretty decent defensive game.
Kinda.
20 to the Chargers.
Now that's a good defensive game. Chargers have been rolling.
Well, you say that. The Chargers have only scored over 30 points twice this season.
Really?
Yes.
That offense has been smoking.
Just looked it up.
Wow.
Only over 30 twice.
That's it. And the Pats
Patriots
have scored 30.
30 every single game for the past 5 or 6 games. So there's that.
That sounds so preposterous.
And then 14 to Dallas, who had one good offensive game all year. So, yes, they're a good defense. Is the talent there? Have they been playing talent?
Yeah. You look at the rest of their schedule, too, and it's like, outside of the Patriots, they're not playing any more good offenses either.
The Colts, the Texans, the Jets, the Jags again, who benched Bortles. The Giants, who don't even have a team.
The NFL is in such a weird place right now where it's like,
the product isn't as good.
It's not nearly as good.
It hasn't been as good.
From my perspective, I know people like points and they like offense, but if you can have a quarterback and an offensive play caller that's going to put up 30 a game, and it just fuck everything else. Doesn't matter if you can run the ball. Doesn't matter if you can play special teams. Doesn't matter if you can play defense. And everything else is just out the door. Then it becomes one-dimensional. And now the ultimate team sport is no longer that.
Right.
It's all about, do you have a quarterback and a play caller?
And a receiver.
That. You look at the Patriots. Who's the receiver that's dominating? It's like, is it James White? Are we running this whole offense through James White?
I completely agree with you on that. And I mean, to me, as a fan, as a Patriots fan, there is nothing scarier than playing an actual really good defense. They score 42 points a game? I don't care.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
It'll come down to the last possession.
Yeah, we have a chance. Oh, they only let up 6 points a game, and like they get tons of turnovers, and you don't have a chance. Like, they hit fucking hard. You're like, oh my god.
Oh no.
Like, we're going in there, especially if it's an away game. Like, oh my god, we're gonna get hurt. They're gonna beat the shit out of us. They're like, defenses can ruin the morale of an opponent. Like, they can go in and be like, oh, you guys think you're good? We're gonna beat the shit out of you, and you're not gonna come out the same. Like, that offenses can't do that. Defense, that's always been a defensive thing. Defense, and to say that Titans are the number one defense in the league is kind of funny.
And and you look at the rest of them too, and you're like, I don't give a fuck about any of those teams.
Yeah.
And the NFL that I love is when it's closer to mixed martial arts, where it's like, what's better, a jiu-jitsu guy or a wrestling guy or a boxer or this or that, and then. But and the NFL was like, oh, should I put my resources on defense or offense? Should I have a spread offense? Should I have a rushing based offense?
Now it's just spread them out. Now it's just
it. That's all it is. How many passing yards can I put up, and how many times can I force the ball in the end zone through the air, and fuck everything else, because it doesn't matter, because you can't keep up, and that's that. And it's just it's not as fun. Yeah. It's just not as fun. I know, I've been saying for years that I loved the Steelers-Ravens games that were 12-9. I loved those games when it was hard to get a first down.
Yeah, because it's just, you're watching people hit.
Yeah, and now don't exist anymore.
Right, and I mean, Titans being the best defense, like you said, they have talent. But, I mean, they haven't really played any really good offenses this year.
This is their opportunity.
And they're going to come in, and the Patriots are going to come in, and I just feel, you know, you can look at the matchups. I feel like we're going to beat the shit out of
them. Yeah, right?
I mean, I feel like we're going to go down there and stop the run and put Mariota on the spot and beat the crap out of them.
That's exactly how I see it playing out. I don't know if we're going to have tons of success. I still feel like we're going to score 30 points.
Yeah.
That's how good Josh McDaniels is. That's how good Tom Brady is.
This game's going to be 34-17.
Okay, I said 31-17, so.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the line is, but fucking take the Pats.
Yeah, I think it's -1. I think I saw it was I could be completely wrong.
That's a fucking joke. That can't be real.
I'm looking it up.
Oh, my goodness. So, what do they think is happening? That Mike Vrabel has some leftover knowledge about Bill Belichick from 2008?
Yeah, right.
He got traded after the 2008 season. Oh, Malcolm Butler told him all the defensive signals, like they haven't changed it
I'm sorry, that's wrong. 6.5 points, thank you. Okay. It's a little better. I'd still take it.
I would 100% take it. I mean, there's no way I wouldn't take that.
Played the Titans.
Yeah, I might put my life savings on it.
Shit out of them every time. I mean, what was it, 07 where we played them, and it was 52-7?
09, yeah. I was at that game, too.
Was that 09?
09, in October, in the snow. 59-0.
That's when we got our confidence back. For that season, at least. You know, we usually go over some matchups and stuff here and there. I mean, their receivers are, like, non-existent.
Yeah, Stephon Gilmore is going to be on Corey Davis. Tajay Sharp is banged up. He's probably going to play, but he's fucking Tajay Sharp.
Rashard Matthews. I know,
props to UMass. Rashard Matthews, yeah. What happened? Did he get injured or did he get cut?
No, he asked to be released because he didn't like the playing time situation or something.
That's right. Yeah, they just cover up Deion Lewis, deal with Derrick Henry, contain Mariota, and then let's move into the bye week. I kind of don't want them to even dress Gronk.
Yeah, I'd rather rest them.
The bye week is next week, so just let him ride right through it and get as healthy as he can possibly get without any procedures. That seems like a good bet for me.
I mean, and then this week, so what we've got so far coming up, Steelers just beat the crap out of the Panthers. It was in Pittsburgh. Still a little surprising.
It was funny at the beginning when the Panthers go down, score a touchdown right away, and then within 30 seconds of game time, it's 14-7, they're down.
Yeah. It was crazy.
It was great.
And then the Steelers didn't stop putting it on. I mean, that's kind of what we're expecting of the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell has to come back this week.
In order to accrue another season.
Yeah.
Otherwise, he's in the same predicament next year.
Which, I mean, if he's got
an agent,
you can't let him do.
You just can't.
You have to let him play. You got to be like, dude, what are you doing?
I reported, cut me or pay me.
Right.
That's it.
You can't do that. And John Connor's been playing really well for them.
Is his name John Connor?
I think, is it?
It's James Connor.
James Connor.
Yeah, I was like, John Connor?
He's the Terminator.
I feel like that would have been a bigger deal.
Redskins are going to the Buccaneers. Redskins really need a win to stay on top of that division.
They're paying a good opponent to make that happen.
Cardinals at the Chiefs is just pathetic. Bills at Jets, no one cares about. Jacksonville at Colts, no one cares about. Lions at Bears, not so much. Saints-Bengals is not a bad game.
Yeah, Saints are going to smack them.
Saints should beat the shit out of them, and the spread's not that bad, so if you want to bet on somebody, bet on the Saints.
Maybe. That's a possible letdown game if I didn't... Yeah,
they're
so well coached.
Losing that right now. I mean, they're so well rounded too. Actually, here's a piece of information that everyone probably knows: the Saints did sign Dez Bryant.
Mm-hmm.
He's on their team, and he tore his Achilles in the first practice. So
Jesus.
There you go. how rough.
I shouldn't laugh, but it's kind of funny when you sign a guy that was out of football for 10 months,
and then all of a sudden you tear his Achilles.
And then it's like, oh, whoops.
You think that's it? He's done. Now he's done.
Yeah, he's totally done. He might as well have been done before this. I was surprised he got signed by anybody.
Now he's really done.
Now he's done.
You don't think he plays next year?
No way.
No way.
Oh, no way.
You don't think he takes like $1 million deal and plays?
With who? The Niners?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Jimmy G?
I don't think so. I think he's done.
Okay.
But he doesn't want to be done. That's the thing. He doesn't want this to be the final note, so...
We're really grasping for straws this week for games.
I know. It's so fun because last week had so many epic games.
You know, Patriots-Titans, obviously. Falcons-Browns is just like, bleh. Chargers-Raiders isn't even a game. Seahawks-Rams.
Seahawks-Rams.
Seattle at LA is a decent game, 425. Will the Rams be able to get their heads out of their asses with what happened in the Saints game?
They played fine. What are you talking about? Heads
lost,
out of their asses.
Well, they just lost their first game.
So
a
you can
game
lose,
a game.
Lose a game. You can lose.
The Seahawks and Rams always—they have a weird relationship with each other. The team that shouldn't win always wins.
It does seem that way.
You know.
Yeah, even on the road.
Even it doesn't matter where it's played. The team that's not supposed to win always beats the crap out of the other team. It makes no sense.
Yeah, I like the Seahawks team. I don't know if they're ready to win away from Seattle.
Yeah, we'll
against
see.
The Rams.
Then you got the Dolphins, Packers, which isn't any good. And then you got fucking goddamn NFC East games Sunday and Monday.
Big
night,
markets. Big markets. Terrible. Got to put them on national
Cowboys
TV.
Cowboys at Eagles. The Cowboys will probably lose. And then the Giants 49ers might be the worst game of the year.
Wow. Giants 49ers is up there. If the Giants were playing the Raiders.
The worst game of the year.
49ers are okay, and especially if that quarterback, like you said, was playing well.
He was playing
I'd like to
good.
See it.
He was
I'd like to
pretty
see
good,
it.
But the Giants are so bad.
Giants are embarrassingly bad. I just want to tell them, hand the ball off, and that's it. Just do that. Just give it to Saquon.
Yeah.
And make things happen. Hand it off to Odell. Let Odell throw the ball. Just don't
no,
drop back.
Their real problem is their offensive line. They just don't have one.
I know. I don't know how that happens. And then they just trade away players for draft picks and don't want to bring in... Like, offensive linemen are hard to find.
They are.
Cowboys,
I
Eagles.
This year, we're seeing the biggest decline in offensive lines that I can remember. I mean, we're talking about offensive lines derailing teams. I mean, that usually happens to one or two teams a year, and it's happening like 10 or 15 this year.
Yeah, there's a lot of teams that should... Like, the Texans should be good. Their offensive line is the only thing holding them back.
The Vikings should be unbelievable.
Yeah,
their offensive line is terrible.
Yeah, same exact thing.
And it's like, what happened from last year?
The Giants should be okay. They shouldn't be good.
No,
but they should be okay.
Like, respectably 500.
Yeah, they shouldn't be picking in the top five of the draft.
And they're going to because their offensive line is dog shit.
Yeah, and Eli.
Once again. So, yeah.
It's the fucking way she goes.
There are not too many big games this week, but... Hopefully you tune in. Patriots, Titans should be a shellacking. So.
I hope it is.
Yeah.
This will be fun. All right. Thank you all for listening. We will talk to you next week, wrapping up hopefully another Patriots victory going into the bye week. And who knows? Maybe we'll take more of a look around the league next week as we don't have to preview another game.
Yep.
See y'all.
Adios.